During this campaign season, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have discussed a way to combat global warming and stimulate job growth by having an explosion of green-collar jobs. But what are they? Today in Tallahassee, the Natural Resources Defense Council and other groups, including United Steelworkers, the Sierra Club, and the Blue-Green Alliance, spoke about a new report on job growth that gains from green investments. George Kavros is a Florida representative with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He spoke with WMNF today about the report.
What the researchers did was look at six action strategies from making commercial and residential buildings more energy efficient to promoting solar to more investment in wind to more investment in mass transit. Also included building more energy efficient cars and also looking at cellulosic biofuels. And then after that, what the report did was it broke out 10 representative jobs in all those sectors, assuming a $1 million increase in investment in those sectors. And they used the Bureau of Economic Analysis annual input-output accounts to determine how employment in each industry involved in a particular strategy would be affected by increased investment. And these action strategies are the ones that are expected to reap the rewards of a clean energy economy. So what we did is we broke them out into representative job categories and looked at how many of those folks have those occupations in Florida. Now, they may be currently employed, they may be, you know, underemployed, or they may not be employed at all. So the conclusion of the report really is that, number one, it identifies a green job, but number two, it really reveals that there's really tens of thousands of workers in Florida that have the skills, that have the occupations that'll, you know, make it easy for Florida to shift and take advantage of a clean energy economy.
We have heard this during the campaign. Both Senators Obama and Clinton have been talking about this. Is this a way to what people feel assured that as we, you know, there's a lot of thoughts about global warming and combating that it's going to cost people? We're hearing that now in this discussion about a cap and trade bill in the Senate this week. The thought that it's going to actually hurt Americans, is the idea being here to show that actually no, and just the opposite, that it actually be an opportunity for growth and jobs for Americans in terms of combating global warming?
A lot of the analysis that you look at in terms of combating global warming never take into consideration the industries that it will create, the jobs that it will create, and you know, the economic benefit that will flow from it. Normally, they just you know, the analysis are somewhat skewed to cost and don't look at the benefits, don't look at the increased energy savings from making our houses and buildings more energy efficient. It doesn't look at the economic benefit of creating new jobs and new industries and putting people to work. And, you know, this jobs report is certainly, I would believe, an important component of the discussion that has to take place as we move forward in tackling global warming in the near future.